Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese on a Thursday, a hot Thursday, 100 degrees outside today. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. Ike.
Johnny Marks, holla at your boy.
Yesterday it was announced the Eagles were moving practice up an hour, and I'm like, why is practice so early? And then we realized how hot it was out there today, Ike. Mm-hmm. So it was hot. Another practice in the books. And so let me ask you this, because Jack had said this before the show, and I totally agree. Because the defense had another very good day. And I guess Elliott had said his first-hand account was the offense didn't look good, the defense looked great again, Jack.
Correct.
Anytime
he
that
did say it was not all hurts. It was an important clarification.
Glad he pointed that out.
Yeah, so that's to
calm everybody.
Yeah, the Twitter trolls.
Yes.
But in particular, what was wrong with the offense then?
He said dropped passes, they weren't moving the ball well, pass rush was
I saw
well.
The defensive line was dominating the Eagles' offensive line. Well, listen, this was supposed to be I've been told the Eagles' offensive line is one of the best in the league. They've added to the offense. So, I mean, I've heard top five skill guys. And the offense still isn't clicking in training camp, and we're in the second week here. And anytime that I'm hearing, wow, another great day for the defense, the offense didn't look good, I don't like it, and I cringe. So, Ike, is this concerning, or is it – so let me ask you this. Is the defense just good, and this is good for the offense that so far the defense has really – like the defense is thriving early, the offense is struggling a little bit, but a lot of that is that the defense is so good so far. What do you think's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, being a former defensive player, yeah, I could easily hang my hat and give the defense credit. And I think some of it is the defense. Yes, they've obviously improved on that side of the football. I've been saying this since they signed James Bradbury. Listen, you're looking at one of the best tandems of corners in the league, right? Like, that's what you have up front at the line of scrimmage, and then you throw Avante Maddox in there as the third corner. You may be looking at the best trio of corners in the league, certainly up there in that conversation. That's going to make everybody else's job a lot easier. Those big boys up front are going to be able to do what they want to do. I'm not going to overreact to the offensive line struggling today. We don't have our best lineman out there. You know, Jordan Mailata didn't practice. He's in the concussion protocol. Somebody else is in there with him. This is the right it's not Dickerson.
Dillard.
Yeah, their first padded practice, Mailata and Dillard both got concussions.
Right. And they're wearing the bubble hats.
I thought they got the extra
pillows on the helmet.
I know.
That just goes to show you, see, those big boys, you can give them full pass, they don't know how to slow down.
Nope. So they were not out there today.
No, seriousness, I'm surprised at that. But they weren't out there for practice today, and I could see where our defensive line kind of got the best. Because who's our backup left tackle? I mean, Dillard is the backup left tackle.
So is Toth still on the team? No, he's not still on the team. Who is it?
Julian Vandervelde?
I don't know. Who was out there with his first-team left tackle?
Oh, it was LaRaven Clark.
Oh, okay.
Which, like, if we're down to LaRaven Clark at left tackle, I don't feel great about
– I do know the name. I can't really tell you much about him.
Yeah, what's his number?
Yeah, I do know he's been here because that's a unique name.
Right. Yeah, I know the name, too. I couldn't – could you spot him right now if he walked in here?
I could not.
No, I couldn't either. Yeah. So what do you believe is more true so far out of Eagles camp, that the defense is actually good or the offense is a concern?
Can it be both?
It certainly can be. Yeah, see, but that's where I am. I do believe the defense has improved. Yeah. I do believe this defense is going to be better this year. But that's not an excuse for what the offense is doing. No way. You need to come out with more than they've come out with, whether that's Nick Sirianni, whether that's Shane Steichen, whether that, like, this is everybody. I'm not going to just put this on Jalen Hurts, but Jalen Hurts is a big part of it. This is everybody.
Well, here's the other thing. A.J. Brown's the only new player on offense. The defense got a whole host of new players. Not only is A.J. Brown the only new player on offense, he's at a position that's easiest to acclimate when you're new to the system. And then B, it's the same system that this offense ran last year. They should be running smoother. They should have the advantage.
They should. No, you're right.
They should have the advantage.
They should be ahead of the defense. And A.J. Brown's best friends with Jalen Hurts. They went throwing to him all offseason. There's no looking to develop chemistry.
Right.
I mean,
no, I would say I would. I'm not going to overreact to the offensive struggles, but I wouldn't say that it's nothing and just chalk it up to the defense being good. I think there is something to the offense not clicking the way we would expect them to click. Now, they're doing some solid things like getting the ball out and not forcing plays, and I heard Shane Steichen talking about that with the quarterbacks. They're not having a lot of turn. Okay, I get all that. But also, I know like any offensive coordinator, like any offensive play designer, you want to push the ball down the field. You want to push the ball down the field. So either the receivers are struggling to get open against our corners, or we're not letting the ball go. Like something is there. Like something is there that where you're not seeing, and I'm not saying with regularity, because quite frankly, if Jalen was out there going up and down the field scoring touchdowns, I'd be like, what the hell are we doing on defense? So I do believe there is some give and take there with the offense and the defense, right? When the defense is playing well, you don't have to just look at it as if the offense is struggling. You want to get the defense credit. I understand that, and some of that is true. All I'm saying is that could be the answer for one day. That's the explanation for one day. When you're talking 2, 3, 4 days.
Way too many days.
Okay,
defense,
okay. Well, the offense that's running the same offense and the quarterback should be more familiar in the offense and has better weapons – it should look better.
Better than it has.
Now, we can tell ourselves what we want to tell ourselves because we have time to, so people won't panic or overreact to it. But the idea that we've gone through the first week and the bigger story has been not how great the defense has looked in practice every day. It's the offense sputters or the quarterback is up and down. Like, that's the story of the two sides of the football, other than how long practice. By the way, first real practice of training camp today. Hot dog it. 1 hour and 50 minutes?
Wow. Man, how did they handle it?
How about this? I couldn't stay out there longer than an hour. I was out.
You had to leave.
Yeah, I was
out. Howard had to tap out as well. Howard Eskin couldn't rest.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, man. Dad is enjoying his drive across state to support Dick Vermeil in the Hall of Fame week.
Yes, Howard Eskin is...
He got him riding over potholes and falling in the street.
Yes.
Dope.
Hopefully he's in a car and not on a bike.
He's fuming right now in that car, too.
We'll talk about that coming up. So Elliot, we'll get to some phone calls at 215-592-9494. Because the question really at this point is this about the defense? Is the defense just playing this well, or is this more about the offense? Like, what's it more about? What's the offensive struggles more about? That the defense is just giving it to them, or that the offense is just struggling? And I would easily say the offense. Not to say that the defense isn't improved, but aren't these 7-on-7s, and I know they did some 11-on-11s, but isn't the setup for the offense to thrive, to do better? Isn't it the same offense except A.J. Brown, like you had mentioned, Dallas Goedert and the running backs and Jalen Hurts and Devontae? And I don't think Devontae –
he
left
practice
today. He just being cautious with the groin, they say. But they still have almost all their other guys, their other wide receivers that are out there, to being somewhat dominated by the defense here. Elliott says this. He says it's entirely possible the Eagles' offense is going up against the top 10, and he puts in parentheses 5? Defense every day in practice. That is likely part of the offensive struggles. I totally disagree.
But how much of it is it?
Right, like that's
it's part of it. Yeah, I mean when our offense struggled and Andy wasn't happy with the offensive practice, it was usually because Bobby and Troy and Al are out there locking everybody up, and Trott's blowing up plays and practice and won't let the tight ends catch the ball or won't let them off the line of scrimmage and that sort of thing. When the defense wanted to be ornery and basically we knew that that side of the football had more talent on it, we could just take the heart of the offense.
Take it over.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they could do with those guys out there. You're talking four or five Pro Bowl guys out there on defense every snap of the ball back then. But even then – you know, Andy as an offensive coach, you could tell he'd be a little more irritated about practice.
Sure.
Yeah, practice, he didn't necessarily feel great that the defense had a great day in practice that day.
But you guys on defense also had more talent.
Yes.
You mentioned the players. So it wouldn't be a surprise that Troy Vincent, Bobby Taylor, Brian Dawkins,
especially
Jeremiah
with,
Trotter.
With the skill guys that were there prior to T.O. getting here.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, whether it was Pinkston, James Thrash, the late Charles Johnson, Torrance Small, right? Like
Freddie, all of them. Yep.
You guys should have the advantage. You're better. Like you had Pro Bowl players against guys that were just kind of journeyman starters, right?
Yep.
Is that this team? Is this offense a
journey?
That's my point.
This offense is better than what that offense was during that time. Yeah.
Minus what? The quarterback.
Well, it's funny because I had this discussion today, right?
You did.
I did. I was having a discussion down there watching practice, watching Jalen throw the ball. And I'm telling you, man, he does remind me of five. That's who he reminds me of. Obviously, the arm
in a good way?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, in a good way. Obviously, the arm isn't as strong as Donovan's. That's obvious. But the size, I think his playing style, because even five – and I say this earlier in Five's career, so I always go prior to T.O., right, when Donovan had a lot of the offense on his shoulders and wasn't as great of an accurate passer.
Right.
You know, may not look great for 2.5 quarters, but you get him to that fourth quarter, he's going to find a way to make plays and find a way to win a lot of football games. We did that in a regular season a lot before T.O. got here, and we got off to a 7-1, 8-1 start. So with Jalen, I say that to say we may have to win – with that style of quarterback play. In other words, it may not look pretty.
Yeah,
it may not look pretty. And I'm talking about his play in particular, meaning it may be some throws. We're like, man, how come you can't make that throw and or make this easy throw? And then you get to the fourth quarter, then he turns into game-winning mode. It's time to go win the game. And then he does whatever he needs to do to win the game. And if that gets you to 11 or 12 wins, it may not be pretty, and it may not keep the Eagles – from having a wandering eye, but people won't be upset with that. Now, if it get to the end result like it would with us,
yeah, after a couple of years and without getting past a certain spot, that's
exactly.
Not good
but I don't remember many people being upset during the season when we were winning 11 and 12 games a year, and Donovan wasn't throwing for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns every week.
No, you're right. It was you guys won. T.O., past that, you guys were winning differently than
prior to T.O.
Start
putting up offense after T.O., yeah. But prior to that, it was
– short passes, get first downs.
Defense, special teams.
David Akers, field goals. Yeah.
Yes, that's what it was.
All right, let's go. Ready, Jack? No. 215-592-9494. So what is it?
You want the fireworks. He wants the fireworks. He wants the up
this
and down.
This training camp has been a disaster so far. I mean, it seriously has. Like, you go out and add A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. This is supposed to be Jalen Hurts' big jump year. And I think the Eagles' defense is fine, right? But what, this isn't the 85 Bears.
Like, it's not the monsters of the Midway, no.
I think Bradbury and Slay are very good.
Mm-hmm.
But who else? I mean, you know, the offensive line and the defensive line, they should be equal. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, the linebackers are better.
Honestly, the receivers versus the corners, it should be a little bit
especially
of back and forth.
Especially in today's league.
Yeah,
It's not what it was back in the day. Like, this is
– I mean, A.J. Brown is supposed to be a Pro Bowl caliber wide receiver.
The alarms in your head should be going off right now that the offense can't move it in – a designed area where they're supposed to be able to move it. This isn't supposed to be where the defense is outshining the offense. Every single time I see an update, the defense is great. That is an awful, awful news for Eagles fans. It is. It's not.
It's an awful feeling. It is. No, it is.
Well, meanwhile, the defense is getting better.
Who cares? Like, I don't care about the defense getting better. I really don't. This is not 2002. This is modern NFL. Get the ball down the field.
Hey, man, that defense may be what we have to lean on.
Great.
based on the reports of the defense.
Are we building the Niners? Like, is that our hope here with Jimmy G and a great defense?
It might be what we got. Yeah. Based on the reports.
AJ got paid already.
The defense outshining the offense. Does it excite you or make you more nervous about the offense? Excited? Ike's excited.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Yeah, nervous. He's nervous.
I'm not nervous. I'm just.
Nervous. He's nervous.
Just, you know.
I'm nervous. You know what I'm most nervous about is that because this is honestly like kind of what I expect. You had mentioned it. If Jalen can at the end of games get that drive, get that first down that extends the drives, and that's how you win. If you win 16-13, I know it's not what we're all looking for. It's not what I'm looking for.
Yeah, nobody's gonna be happy with that.
No, I'm not looking for that. But I think that's what we're gonna have to do this year, Jack. That's what we're gonna have to do this year. Everybody, just prepare yourself for this.
So we shouldn't draft Eagles wide receivers?
Let me check. Don't overdraft Eagles wide receivers, which everybody will do. 215-592-9494. Is this exciting about
Glass
the defense?
Good out there again today. Jalen Reagor looked good again today.
He did.
I'm noticing him.
Yeah.
Wow.
See what happens when the game start.
Well, that's true, yeah.
But, it's encouraging that at least, like, he's slashing.
I guarantee you him being on the second team has him locked in and focused.
Yeah.
Yeah, them putting him behind Quez Watkins and the way that they've sort of downplayed his presence and he's fighting for a position, it's got him locked in. I don't know what it's going to turn into, but it certainly has made him lock in and focus.
It's better than previous years.
Yes.
At least he's showing some competitiveness.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I know it's early, but I still wouldn't rule out him being traded.
I'm sure. I agree.
Yeah, I still wouldn't rule. Now, I don't know if I would do it. Injuries happen. I'd like to have a young former first-round pick in my stable. If something happens to one of my younger players, something happens to Quez Watkins, you need a number three guy. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know especially with him showing some promise in training camp.
Well, how about this? Screw Quez Watkins and Rager's your number three guy. You know what
I mean? If he outplays him,
yeah. Like go get the job.
Yeah. So you know, I would unless somebody was offering me a second round pick that I can't turn down, I would keep him here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. It is because a conditional fourth or a fifth for a guy first round draft pick. Like, all right. All right, let's start with Chuck and Mount
Airy. That's for those stinking Cowboys who may need a wideout.
Yeah, Greg Ward's available for them. All right, Chuck from Mount Airy leads us off.
Texas guy too.
Chuck, how you doing, buddy? What's up?
Hey, listen, it don't matter who we keep versus because this quarterback sucks, and that's the reason why we look bad in the practices. This quarterback can't move the football, and I told you guys this. He's not going to be able to get the football. I don't care if we had Jerry Rice on the team. All you guys out there who want to support this bum.
What are we supposed to do, Chuck? He's the quarterback of our football team. What are you doing? What are you going to do, root against him, Chuck?
Here you go with the BS, man. Listen, let me tell you something. Like, I don't focus nobody BS. That's evil. But what I'm saying is this. Truth is truth, and fact is fact. This guy can't hack it. Simple as that. And here's the reason why. I'm going to tell you why the ball not flying. Mm-hmm. He's holding on to the ball too long. And I ain't even down there practice. He's waiting for guys to get wide open. The same stuff he's been doing.
Probably.
These guys are not going to get wide open, especially on Bradham and Slay.
And Slay,
throw them open.
Yep.
And he's not doing that. And he's going to do the same thing in the regular season. Hold the ball too long so the other team can telegraph where he's going to go with the football.
All right, let me ask you this, Chuck. Is there anything, because obviously, your feet, planted. You're not moving your feet. You're not budging. But I gotta believe deep down, the Eagles are more important to you than Jalen Hurts. So let's. I'm asking: is there anything that Jalen Hurts can do to sort of get you to be in his corner and be supportive of him, or you just done with him regardless? Nothing he can do.
Yeah, get traded or cut. Because the thing about it is, you know how you guys always say, "Are we wasting Joel Embiid's prime?
Right?
Are we gonna waste AJ Brown and Devontae Smith with this quarterback? I want to see how we really look with a true quarterback. What's wrong with that? That's what I want to see as a fan. I want to see how we get these guys the ball, Goddard, those weapons that we have with a true quarterback. I think we could do some things with a true quarterback, but not with this guy. This guy is not the answer.
All right, mind, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm not going to change his mind. That's
no, I'm not changing
well,
my mind.
Well, I mean, listen, he was easily changed last year.
Hey, listen, I'm not changing my mind because he hasn't given me anything to change my mind about. We should be hearing these reports coming out of camp. We should be hearing the offense.
But it's camp. It's camp. It's camp. Listen. He can practice and have an up and down sort of camp, can he? It's been a week. It's been like eight days.
Like, listen, what you going to say when the preseason comes? We can't see him in the preseason.
He's not going to play.
That's true. Yeah. I'm with you there.
Yeah. You got to go by camp. You got to go by camp. This is disappointing, man. It really is. And I'm glad all the defense look good. But this ain't the 2000 Ravens.
Not yet.
All right, Chuck. Calm down. Right, see, but here's the thing. No bum. Don't call him a bum. See, that's where I don't like that, because he doesn't deserve to be called the names. You can have.
Well,
questions.
At least Chuck is consistent.
No, I know, and it's funny.
Yeah,
we bullied him. You know, we bullied him into having a take.
I'm just saying he's consistent. I mean, when he doesn't like somebody, he's going all. He's off the rails on him. Yeah,
he's a bum.
Yeah, he's gonna call you all type of names.
Although
yeah.
We haven't heard a Carson Strong endorsement in a while.
He sucks too.
I don't think Carson Strong's completed a pass at camp yet.
Oh, you gotta wait till he does it in the preseason game.
Right. Yeah, and Joe Flacco is outshining Zach Wilson in New York, so maybe bring back Joe.
Of course he is. 215-592-9494. I took a lot of grief. I noticed on social media after our Jalen Hurts interview, people wanted me because people have this idea of what I think of Jalen Hurts, which is untrue, and people make things up. Like, oh, you call him a bum all the time. You say he sucks. And I'm like, no, I compare him to Jimmy Garoppolo in saying that he can win football games. It's just not a quarterback that I think can ultimately win, and he's not a franchise quarterback. But people were very upset.
Your tone has more doubt than it does belief.
I totally doubt. No, I don't. Yeah. I don't believe that he's the Eagles' quarterback in the future.
Okay.
But people wanted me to start yelling at him during the interview.
No. We're not going to do that.
Right. Like
No, we're in the Eagles' office. You want the interview to be cut short right then and there?
No, I mean, you're allowed to.
Do you want the interview cut right there?
You're allowed to have a professional opinion and still do an interview to where you're not. Yes. What do you want me to do? Tell them I don't. But like,
this isn't the Jerry Springer show. Yeah, this is not. Yeah, that's not what we do.
No, Chuck's on the Jerry Springer show.
Yes, Chuck's on the Jerry Springer show. Yes.
All right. So today, Ike, Dave Dombrowski joins us at 3:00.
Yes.
How about that? Mm-hmm. The president of baseball operations for the Phillies.
Feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah. Jack, how you feeling? All right?
Feel great. Making good. A bunch of winning decisions.
Yeah.
They're choosing good baseball decisions rather than salary, which I appreciate.
Now, I want to pay attention to see if Dave Dombrowski sort of has this energy and excitement that I've seen from other GMs in the past when they seem to be having a good offseason, like a draft or something like that. You know, you get Howie,
I got you, bro.
Yeah, you may get Daryl, who's riffing. You know,
I'm just riffing, baby.
Yeah, so, you know, these GMs start feeling good. They say all sorts of things.
Right, Matt Klentak and John Middleton, Branch Rickey.
Exactly, Branch Rickey.
Dave is a two-time World Series champ. This is nothing for him.
Yes, I kind of figured that this is just par for the course for him.
He really did make this trade deadline look easy. Like, dude knows what he's doing. So we'll talk to him. Also, some Phillies news that happened here in the last hour or so, Ike.
This trade deadline. To think about what he's done this offseason, period. He did more in this one offseason than Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail did the entire time they were here.
Not
including
even close.
Me and Branch Rickey and Bryce Harper.
Convinced John Middleton to spend in the luxury tax.
Man.
By the way, got another $7 million player they're paying for in Syndergaard. Angels, they're not paying any of that. Phillies are paying the whole thing.
John Middleton knows when he's talking to a real baseball guy.
You're damn right he does.
He definitely respects Dave Dombrowski,
yes,
for sure.
So there's some Phillies news. We'll give you that coming up next. Dombrowski's coming up at 3:00. We'll talk trade deadline, everything going forward with the Phillies. 215-592-9494. But on the Eagles, feeling good, excited about the defense, or very worried about the offense? That's on the other side. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Speaking of Brandon Graham, G joins us today at 4 o'clock. So BG at 4 o'clock. Dave Dombrowski, the president of baseball operations for the Phillies, at 3 o'clock, and we'll give you this Phillies news coming up here in just a moment, and then we'll ask Dave about it. But let's give you our Twitter question, and let's get back to it here. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team, no Philly sales tax, plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville or online marks-jewelers.com. Based off the reports, the defense is outshining the offense. Does that excite you or make you more nervous about the offense? Excited or nervous? 59% says excited. I agree.
Yeah, if I had to choose one, I'd be more excited about the offense.
Okay.
I mean, excited about the defense than I am
sure
nervous about the offense.
Okay. All right, Chuck. Chuck's phone call ticked some people off, Ike. Let's get to
I'm sure it did.
Yeah. Paul, start with Paul in Woodland. Paul, go ahead. How are you?
Ew, what's going on, Johnny, Marks, Ike, Jack?
What's up,
What's
Paul?
Up, Paul?
Man, y'all guys, man, y'all got to stop putting these fraud fans on every day, man. Y'all got to go back to the Bixby rule. One call a week. Like, Dad, Mike, and
no.
Chuck, like, this is irking me, man. Like, Chuck, shut up, man. Nobody cares what your opinions are. Just last year, Jalen was the best thing since sliced bread. And all this, now all of a sudden, you got this boy thinking he a celebrity or something, man, because he's on the radio so much. And he's really irking me, man. Like, it's getting on my nerves. Like, for real, man.
No,
like,
I
got to hear him once. I got to hear him two, three times a day because he's calling every show. Like,
has he?
Make this a one time a week
well,
for them, man.
We can't do that.
Paul said bring back the Bigby rules.
Yeah. Once during the week and once on the weekends.
Oh,
so Paul, yeah, like but Paul, I mean, his actual content of what he has to say, if you can get by the he's a bum and all the other stuff, what he says isn't all that crazy, right? Like he says, like the one thing that he said that I agree with him is that is he still trying to throw to open receivers, or is he throwing guys open? Is he learning the offense more? Is he seeing guys? Is he seeing the full field? Has he improved in those things? And that's something that I very much am waiting to see if he has improved in that.
Yeah, I agree, but he hasn't seen nothing. He ain't been in no practices. He's just going up. He don't Chuck, man.
Well, neither have you, Paul.
And like I said, I don't worry about practices. Nothing matters to the game. Starts.
Because you're that's a Jalen Hurts fan. That's why you don't care.
I'm an Eagles fan.
You're a devoted Jalen Hurts guy because you've called us many times. Did you predict him to be the MVP of the league this year, Paul?
MVP season this
yes,
year.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And that's fine. But if Jalen Hurts was coming out and we were talking about, like, man, Jalen Hurts, like, he's having a hell of a camp. You wouldn't be saying, oh, it's just training camp. I'm not worried about all that. You'd be talking about MVPs and all this other stuff.
I would.
Because you are.
How many training camp superstars we had who turned into nothing? That don't mean nothing.
That happens every year. That happens every year.
It don't mean nothing to the bullets start flying, man. This kid's a gamer. We're going to see, like I said, man. I feel like I'm going to be right when it's all said and done. Me and OG Wade out here on this island. So, you know what I mean? Tell them boys to keep my nephew name out their mouth, man. That's that.
No, that's right. Your Uncle Paul.
Uncle Paul, that's right. All right, Paul.
All right, Uncle Paul.
I like it.
Appreciate it, Uncle Paul.
Jalen's going to have a whole family out here in a minute.
Yeah, Jalen's probably
Herb
thinking
of that family because yesterday he's Uncle Herb.
Uncle Herb in there? Well, you can have a bunch of uncles. OG is dad.
Yeah, for sure.
Now we need.
I feel like he's my son.
Yeah.
Need a mom out there. We haven't found. That could be. Who was it?
Kay.
Yeah, she was upset. Was that you? Was it you she was upset at?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
About the Jalen Hurts take? Yeah.
Yeah, Kay is very much a Jalen Hurts fan.
She might not want to be a mom. She might want to be a sister. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Most women don't want to be referred to as mom, is what I'm saying. That's all.
It's a good point. Yeah, Wade's, it's different with
Wade
the man.
Yeah,
Wade
can be a dad. He's happy to be dad.
Yes.
Yeah. He's happy.
All right, Dennis in Springfield. I don't know if he agrees with Chuck or not. Dennis, how are you, buddy?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? Maybe I can explain the previous caller's feelings a little bit better. But before I get to that point, if this was last year's Eagles defense and they were outshining the offense, I'd be worried. Mm-hmm. I'd be worried. But they put a lot of money into this defense. It's Gannon's second year running it. So I'm excited. I'm excited that we may have a top 10, top 8 defense. But that's okay. You know, we're allowed to have a top 10, top 8 defense, and they're allowed to beat our offense now and then. They don't have to beat them every day. They don't have to beat them in submission. But, you know, we got some all-pro players on that defense.
But, so Dennis, I agree, but it seems like for the offense, there's like, I'm okay with some ups and downs, but it seems like there's more downs than ups so far in training camp, right? And, like, that's what's concerning to me is that it just seems like it's too much of the, man, the defense was really good again today. Like, how about the offense mixes in some really good days here?
Yeah, I got you. I would like to see the map shine a little bit. Now, let's get to Chuck. And he's a new breed, and I guess he's a fan. I don't know if he's a fan. He would rather be right. And every day that Jalen Hurts does not perform well, it gives him a chance to call in and toot his horn and say, see, I told you. I told you. He can do that up until Hurts wins a Super Bowl. And then he has to shut up. Because I guarantee you that if the Eagles' offense was outshining the defense, we'd hear Chuck saying, the defense is playing vanilla. Gannon still don't know what he's doing. These new guys got to get acclimated. It's not really hurt.
The practices are set up for the offense to do better than the defense, which is true.
And you said, you know, Chuck comes strong with his opinion and all that. That's fine. But it's the same opinion every day. Hurts stinks. Hurts. It's just like Sad Mike. Howie stinks. Howie stinks. You know, put these guys on as much as you want. But, man, oh, man, can they come up with something a little more original, a little better, something that doesn't, you know, put me to sleep while I'm driving? Oh. As soon as I hear Chuck from Mount Airy coming up, I'm like, okay, he's going to tell me how much Hurts sucks and how right he is. It's boring.
All right. Some fresh content. Thank you, Dennis.
All right.
Chuck's out there listening.
He's listening.
Yeah. Fresh content.
I like when the callers hold each other accountable.
Right.
Because, see, we don't need to play referee, right? Because Chuck's listening. He hears. Just like when another caller says something about the caller, then they wind up calling up so they hear each other out here.
Yeah, they police the clubhouse.
Yeah.
So these guys got to sometimes keep each other in check. And we can't be responsible for all that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And just text Jack. I'm sure Chuck's texting Jack upset at this point.
No? Yeah, but it's coming soon, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Also, apparently, speaking of caller-on-caller crime, looks like the morning show is getting invested in this as well because they're trying to set up Mad Mike versus Andy in Deptford.
Oh, Lord.
Hold on a second. We already did that.
Oh, Lord.
We literally already did that.
Angelo Castaldi.
And I know they probably don't know that.
They definitely didn't know that.
Right, because they don't listen. Like, no. They're not listening. But they're stealing something we did 3 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Hey, listen.
Well, those callers are probably more prominent on their show now. They weren't as prominent 3 years
you know,
ago.
We developed them, though.
Yes!
You know, like, Andy the Troll, that was a brand new caller, like, 3 months ago. You know, Mad Mike was, a brand new caller
Mad
to
Mike
six
was
months ago.
Was developed by Marks and Reese Show, yes. Was branded
so,
by the Marks and Reese Show.
Does that make us AAA and they're the big leagues?
No.
Yeah, is that the call-up? Is the call-up
yeah,
to go to the
saying.
Morning
is that
show?
The call-up?
No, they're the
I
Yankees.
Like
they don't they don't develop any of these players. They just buy them.
That's a good point. I agree
they're
with
the,
you there.
Well, the Yankees do develop
we're
players.
We're like
but
the
yeah.
Rays.
Yeah, we're the Rays. We're small. We don't have a high payroll, obviously.
No, not high enough. That's for damn sure. Let me jump in there with that one.
Give me the Phillies news.
That's why I don't want to be the Rays. I want to be the Dodgers.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I want to pay luxury tax.
Exactly, yes.
We'll give you the Phillies news in a second. Rios in North Philly. Rios, what's up, bud?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios.
Rios.
Yo, what's going on? Look, I'm listening to these callers coming at each other. This is so funny. It's very funny, very funny. But anyway, let me get to a point, man. Number one, I'm excited because of the defense. Definitely. Not worried about the offense. I'm excited because of the defense, because I just like, you know, people being violent. But on the other thing, I'm not going to get too much on, like, the offense or what the reporters are doing, because a lot of these reporters here and there or a lot of reports that's coming out, it's just going for likes or just to spark something up so people could get, you know, talk about it or get into it. But I tell you this, the only thing that I know for sure and know for certain is that as our personnel and offense is definitely better than last year. So my thing is, like, look, man, these coaches need to do their thing. The defense, they got dogs on there. I'm not here about to say Jonathan is doing anything yet. But
happy Monday.
We will see during the season. Now with all this callers going back and forth with each other, the things is funny. But I tell you one thing that is pretty fraud and don't like, that's almost just like, you know, people just doing it for show. When if you're an Eagles fan, no matter what, you're an Eagles fan. You don't wish for the Eagles to suck. I don't give a damn. I don't care if LeBron James was on the Sixers. I don't like him, but damn, I still want the Sixers to win the Super Bowl, win something. You know what I mean? So that's the only thing that's if people calling and wishing for the Eagles to suck. Look, man, I don't really like Sirianni and Jonathan, but I hope they win it all. I do. And that's what I'm going for. You know what I mean? So that's just my take. Let's go defense, smack somebody in the mouth, be violent, and I don't care what anybody thinks. You know what I mean?
All right, Rios.
Love it.
Not a lot of caller on Rios crime. I wouldn't advise that.
No.
Just let him remain his own separate entity. here's the Phillies news. Dave Dombrowski, who runs the Phillies, essentially president of baseball ops, not the GM, but he's making the moves. He joins us coming up at 3 o'clock because Gene Segura came off the injured list. They had to make some moves. They had to do some optioning or designated for assignment. Whatever. So Didi Gregorius has been released by the Phillies.
Yay!
Which they traded late last week. They traded for Edmundo Sosa. Actually, gave up Jojo Romero, who was a left-handed bullpen arm that I really really liked. So when the trade was made, I was kind of, and he's coming off of Tommy John surgery, but when the trade was made, it's like, all right, so you traded for he's a utility guy. Edmundo Sosa can play all over the infield. And it was kind of like, well, how does that move make sense? They have a couple of utility guys already. Mm-hmm. And I remember Joe Giulio, he responded saying, this only makes sense if Didi gets designated for, like, they release Didi when he comes off of the injured list. So Didi was... Was he on the injured list, Jack? Or no, he wasn't.
Segura came off the injured list.
Segura went, yeah. So Didi got released, and they're going with, they have backups, and Stott becomes your everyday shortstop.
Sounds good.
And Didi, he's still owed like $6, $7 million, Jack, so the Phillies are comfortable with
And he was on 999 hits.
Ah.
Oh, man.
I know. We missed a chance at a standing O this weekend.
Yep. Yes, matter of fact, they didn't want to ruin the celebration this weekend.
Right,
that happened.
It's like Girardi after he got the win. They're like, "Nah, we got to get him out of here now."
Yeah, don't wait any longer.
Or he wins a couple more.
Yeah, but I mean, it's impressive. Like most how the Phillies have operated the last couple of years, it always felt like they put the price tag above the better player. You know what I mean? Like, Didi's, they're high pay. They entered the year making $14 million. I mean, it shows, honestly, to the rest of the team that we're not messing around now. Like, we don't care how much you're making. Like, we're going to play the best players.
Best
and
players,
I think that's impressive.
Yeah, and listen, they gave Didi more than enough opportunity to lock down the spot himself. I mean, he left the door open for these other guys to play by not playing well.
Yep.
I mean, by not hitting the ball. So he's a veteran. When these younger guys are starting to come through and there seems to be a different vibe and energy that these young guys bring, well, I want to have those guys in the lineup more often than I want to see Didi in the lineup. So the ball club must have realized that to some degree and say, you know what, regardless if we owe him money or not, it's better to move on from him and have these guys out here playing.
Right. So if they decided Stott's the everyday shortstop, Didi doesn't – he's not a utility guy that can play multiple positions at a high level. Mm-hmm. So they said – I don't know. If, and we'll talk to Dombrowski about it. I don't know if they gave him the option of sticking around or they just – might. I would figure they just said, nah, we're just going to release him and move on. We don't need a high-priced veteran in here. It's not going to be happy with getting demoted and sitting
on
the bench.
And you don't need him there. Yeah, you don't want to play the other guys. Like, there's no real logical reason to keeping him other than
– the money.
Yeah, that you owe him money or you worried about an injury to somebody. Other than that, you're going to have a hard time finding a spot for him to play.
To get at bats, yeah. Agreed. So Dombrowski coming up here at 3 o'clock. Get into everything, including – and they were pretty close to not getting a starting pitcher. The Syndergaard trade happened late. Angels came back to him. So we'll get the ins and outs of the trade deadline with Dave Dombrowski. And Gene Segura back tonight. He's activated four against the Nationals. How far is Bryce Harper away? We'll talk about all of that with Dave Dombrowski coming up next. Let's go to Mike and Maniac. Our buddy Mike, what's up, bud?
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
How you doing, Mike?
Good. What's up, Mike? So definitely would say if I had to choose, I felt like I was in the same boat as you guys. If I had to choose, I'd definitely think excited. Just the fact that yesterday I caddied for some Eagles executives on the marketing side. And they said they've been watching some practices, and they say defense looks great. Ballerina, they called Jordan Davis, fast monster. So I feel like especially you guys mentioned that Mailata and Dillard both went down. That was a big concern I had coming into camp was if our O-line can't stay healthy, I don't think Jalen's going to be able to perform the best he can. You know, timing's going to be off, especially I think you guys said it's LeCraven Clark or something like that. So a guy that not too many people have heard of and probably have experience there. So I would say I'm excited about the defense. So hopefully we win some defensive battles this year, you know, shut down, you know, the receivers and, you know, keep a score at like maybe like 17-10. And get those 12 wins and hopefully get that division. I told those guys yesterday they're pumped. They think the division is open for anyone, and I think we have a great shot at winning it. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we get to get that division title this year. Thanks, guys. Have a great afternoon.
You too.
Appreciate that, Mike.
Winning ugly. 17-10, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Can they win? I mean, the defense is good. I guess they can win ugly. It's just that this wasn't like when you made the moves that you have on offense, including trading a first-round draft pick for A.J. Brown, giving him that big deal, mm-hmm. right? Like it wasn't with designs adding to the existing roster. It wasn't with designs to where you were going to win ugly. This offense is supposed to become a strength of the team or one of the strengths on the team, mm-hmm. right? Like defense has certainly improved. That they're going to be better this year. Let's see how good they are. I'm certainly open-minded to that. It's just... Would have been nice to get a better feeling about the offense at this point than you are.
Yeah, and it's still early. I'm not concerned yet. I'm just not concerned yet. It's still early. Everybody's still healthy, so I'm not going to be overly concerned about that. I would imagine they will get better in 3 weeks. In other words, where they are now, they should be way better in 3 weeks, in 4 weeks. That's more practice time out there. There's more reps with each other out there. Maybe that unlocks the offense as they continue to go through training camp. Maybe, you know, going up against, you know, the Dolphins and the Jets in joint practices where, you know, your players aren't as familiar with each other, and so it becomes a little harder to defend and they have to truly react to everything that your offense is doing. And maybe they look better against the Browns and the Dolphins. I don't know. But if we start to hear that in training camp, that in joint practices they look good versus the Browns defense or the Dolphins defense, we're going to feel differently about the team.
Happened last year.
Yeah.
It did happen last year.
Our only problem was that was the Jets defense. And who else's defense?
Patriots.
The Patriots defense. Yeah, that didn't necessarily lead to an explosive offense for us.
It did not.
No.
No, in fact,
it was false hope. Yeah.
It foreshadowed what the season was going to be like. By the way, Mickey Moniak, I guess, spoke to the media.
Uh-oh.
And he says and I'm reading from John Johnson's Twitter here, mm-hmm. quote, wasn't really given an opportunity, end quote, in Philly, and that he's always been a guy that takes a little bit longer to get comfortable at every level. There you go. Jack, your guy doing all right?
He's fine.
Okay.
He's excited for a fresh opportunity. I mean, I don't think it was a shot.
Well, I mean, how many at-bats did they give him just what they saw, they weren't willing to give him any more at-bats because they didn't believe that he could work through it and become the guy. I think that was pretty clear. So there. All right, so Dave Dombrowski does join the show coming up next. What are his thoughts on the trade deadline? How does he feel about this team? We'll get him to comment on Didi being released and more. Dave Dombrowski coming up next, 215-592-9494. That is the phone number. We'll take phone calls next segment as well. Don't go anywhere. Dave Dombrowski coming up next. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. But hey, listen, guys, I was over at Dr. Glatt's office today. I was getting the third installment of the new technology that they have. It's called TED. It's a something similar to PRP, where I've had the hair restoration, right? And TED helps with thinning. It helps with slowing down the balding process. It helps with shedding. So if you're losing a lot of hair, and the results so far are amazing. So they do three treatments. This is the third one that I had today. And I looked at some before and after pictures from the last time I was in there, and you can already see the results. And this is a lot of it is the top of my head, the crown of my head. You can already see the difference. So Dr. Glatt and his hair team, when we're talking about thinning hair and we're talking about a hair loss, they attack it from a lot of different ways. And that's why he's the guy that I go to for my hair. So if you've thought about hair restoration and you hear me talking about Dr. Glatt, don't wait. Call him today. Speak to his hair team at 610-980-4000. 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com. DRGLAT.com. Check him out, Dr. Glatt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.